This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Governor Tony Evers has declared November 17th through the 21st as Winter Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. As temperatures drop and winter approaches, remember to dress in layers and winterize your car by adding an emergency kit, consider using winter tires, and keeping your gas tank at least half full. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan reminds drivers to please reduce speeds and visit 511wi.gov to see current road conditions. Quote, it's always best to stay off the roads in hazardous weather, but if you must travel, please check 511 for current road conditions, slow down, keep your eyes on the road, and be sure you have a fully stocked emergency kit in your vehicle, end quote. You can find the full news release at wem.wi.gov. November 22nd from 12 to 4 p.m. over at the Shawamigan High School, it's the B&B Jingle Jamboree. You're invited out for cookies, Santa Claus, crafts, and cocoa. There's going to be Santa photos, which are reservation only, with 5-minute sessions. You can find that registration link on B&B Insurance Services' Facebook page. There's also going to be a Shawamigan Parent Teacher Organization fundraiser with a soup, breadstick, and drink meal, which is $5. Or you can get hot dog chips and a drink for $5 as well. A cup of soup is $3, breadsticks are $1, a hot dog is $3, chips are $1, and water and soda are both $1. There's also going to be free event activities featuring Christmas crafts, raffles for kids and adults. You can make your own reindeer food. There's going to be a hot cocoa bar, cookie decorating, and the Grinch. Once again, this is taking place November 22nd from 12 to 4 p.m. over at the Shawamigan High School. Firearm hunting season opens in Wisconsin this month, and the DNR has some warnings for hunters. Isabella Nieto has more.
The State Department of Natural Resources is warning hunters that tree stand-related incidents are among the leading causes of hunting injuries each year. DNR and Aspirus Health are teaming up to remind hunters to practice safety as they head out to harvest deer. Falls from heights over 10 feet, which is common with most tree stands, can result in more serious trauma. Hunters should use tree straps and wear safety harnesses, check their gear for any wear and tear, and use haul lines to lift equipment safely. Wisconsin's 2025 gun deer season opens on Saturday, November 22nd, and runs through Sunday, November 30th. I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
Heating up with a fireplace or a wood stove? Burning the right wood, the right way, in the right appliance will protect your home, health, and the air you breathe. You can learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Saturday, November 22nd at 8 p.m., there is a pie auction at South Fork Bar and Grill. They do ask that you please start bringing your pies in at 2 p.m., though. Hunters are welcome. And the Lugerville School/Community Center Committee thanks you very much. Following Tuesday, December 2nd at 2 p.m., there's going to be a gun raffle, also at South Fork Bar and Grill. Tickets are $5 each or 5 for 20, and winners are subject to federal background check, and you must be 18 years old to enter. Need not be present to win, and prizes may be substituted for a prize of equal value. This is going to feature such prizes as a Ruger Mini 14 Stainless, a Hawk and Black Powder Buffalo Rifle, a Benelli Stoger Coach Gun, a Charles Dolly 12-gauge, and a Gammo Adult Air Rifle. There's also going to be a 1-2-man ground camo hunting blind, a 14MP trail cam wide view, and a homemade quilt. This raffle will be benefiting the Lugerville School/Community Center. Once again, this is taking place with the pie auction Saturday, November 22nd at 8 p.m. and the gun raffle Tuesday, December 2nd at 2 p.m. all over at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville on Highway F. This week is Winter Weather Awareness Week. Isabella Nieto has more.
There were 96 cold-related deaths in the state during the winter months of 2024 to 2025. That's according to preliminary State Department of Health Services data. State Health Officer Paula Tran, in a statement, said to prepare for winter weather, Wisconsin residents should prepare an emergency kit and supplies before the severe weather happens. Visit the Ready Wisconsin webpage for tips on what to include in your emergency kit. I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Brumaine. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A Packers win in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from MetLife Stadium, where the Packers held on to beat the Giants 27-20 with just 3 minutes left to play. Jordan Love rolled to his right and hit rookie receiver Savion Williams on a 33-yard pass to set up the winning touchdown.
Yeah, no, we ran in pretty much stop routes, if you think about it. You know, kind of went off schedule. I was in the pocket, had time, didn't like the obviously initial read, and just went off scramble drill. Told him to go deep, and he did a good job kind of wheeling up and just threw him up, a 50-50 ball. He went up and made a big-time catch for us. So just a really phenomenal play by him.
So the Packers improved to 6-3-1. Next week, they host the 4-6 Minnesota Vikings. Matt LaFleur.
You know, bottom line is we overcame a lot of adversity and found a way. And that's sometimes what it takes in this league. And so we'll celebrate it tonight and move on to the Vikings tomorrow.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a mostly sunny one today. Our high right around 42 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the upper teens to low 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, almost exactly like today, mostly sunny with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.